Lovers, I want you to play with me. I also would love to know who you would like to see me play with. If there is an LA-based adult creator you'd love to see me collaborate with during my 52 days of play, please let me and or them know. From April 30th to June 21st, I am doing solo, partnered, in-person, and virtual explorations and co-creations every day, and I would love it if you joined me. Details are all on my website at wiley.com/52. That's wiley.com/52.
Welcome, Steph, from episode 78. I originally interviewed you in, I believe, March 2020, and we heard your stories in May 2020. What's up? What's been going on since? How's your sexy life?
My sexy life has been pretty great, actually. I've done a lot of exploring and experimenting and things that I'm excited to talk about.
Yay! Do you want to do any human check-ins first? Like anything we need to know about you, your life? Just take us where you want to go.
Okay, yeah. I am now 24, almost 25, and I've been married for 2 years with my husband for 3. I had a baby since we last talked. He's now a year old.
How is that? Now.
That was messy and exhausting.
Okay, was that for your sex life or just in general?
Both. It definitely was very taxing on my sex life. My husband and I, we were both exhausted, of course, after having the baby. But during my whole pregnancy, I was so exhausted. I never got the libido jump that you're supposed to get in your second trimester. Never got that.
Bummer.
But, you know, yeah, I know, right? Like, that's supposed to be the best part. It was definitely interesting trying to, like, find the want to have sex again. That definitely took some time that I wasn't expecting. But we worked through it pretty easily. It was just a lot of communicating, a lot of finding new ways that turned me on, because I guess a lot of things changed during my pregnancy that I wasn't expecting. I feel like my love language altogether changed. I went from being a very physical touch love language type of person where I always wanted somebody touching me to now I'm not a big fan of people touching me. I'm more of a fan of the emotional support and the physical support and like getting help with doing stuff around the house, taking care of the kids, stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, active service. Is that true for like people in general or your partner or all of it?
Kind of all of it, actually. I cut a couple of friends out because I realized that it was just me giving everything to the relationship and them giving nothing. So I was like, no. Don't need to be friends.
Great.
So yeah, it's been kind of everywhere with that.
How and when do you have a sex life with a baby?
Well, I have 2 boys now. I have a almost 5-year-old and a 1-year-old. So that definitely gets tricky.
Yeah.
A lot of times it's either during nap time when we get a few minutes or it's after bedtime when they're asleep.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right. What have you been, like, enjoying in your sex life lately? So we heard a little bit about acts of service. Is it kind of more in that realm? Or just give us some details of what's been feeling good to you, if anything.
We've been trying to step more into the BDSM realm with our sex life. And we've been exploring with me being more of the dominant person. I was very dominant before I had my second child, but then after that, I did not want to put in any work for it.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be in charge of anything afterwards. So now, like, I think all my hormones are calming down, so I'm getting back into my original self before I was a pregnant person.
Wow. Okay.
What we're kind of doing to explore more dominant stuff is I've started with following some boudoir photographers, and I've been, you know, trying to take sexy pictures of myself. I've been, actually, my husband and I both have been doing that. We've been trying to take, like, one sexy picture a day. Sometimes we don't get to do that, but we've been doing really good with it, where we've been just sending each other sexy pictures or videos of us trying different things. And it's been so great because I'm finally getting pictures of my husband.
Oh, that's so great. Did you initiate that or did he or how did you kind of decide to do that?
Actually, I thought it was a confidence thing that one of the photographers I followed is one of the things that they kind of put on their TikTok as like a, here's a challenge you can do to get your confidence up in your body and like your sense of self. And taking pictures, like I did one night, I did a whole photo shoot where I did like, I think I ended up sending him like 15 pictures and they're all in different poses. And
oh my God.
It was honestly the best for not only me, but I know he enjoyed it as well. Like, his reaction was perfect, which made me feel even better. Like, his reaction was just worshiping me, and that made me feel amazing. So that was so great. And then just seeing myself, I was like, yeah, I look amazing. I look super hot there. I feel great. I feel like I can do this. So it's definitely been helping. I definitely recommend taking sexy pictures and videos of yourself to anybody now.
I like it helps.
Yeah, it helps a lot. It's great. And it's so much fun. So far, it's just been in my bedroom. I've thought about bringing it out onto my balcony because now we're in an apartment now. And I have a nice, lovely view of trees in the back. And it's pretty much just trees. It's pretty private in my section of the apartment. So I was like, maybe I could try taking pictures out here. I've thought of taking pictures on like the beach. That I think I'd probably have somebody help me. I'd probably have my best friend come and help me with, because that's definitely going to be more easy with somebody else. Extra hands.
Totally. When there's water and sand, I definitely recommend extra hands for sure.
Yes. I've thought about like some nature trails around here that are pretty, like, secluded, because, like, I definitely want to be respectful. I know some people do not want to see half-naked people while they're walking and, you know, enjoying their day or whatever. So I'm, like, trying to find areas where it would be appropriate for me to do pictures and stuff.
Totally.
So it's a lot of research right now.
Okay, well, what else do we need to hear about? Are there any, like, toys or anything? Or do you just, like, life stuff that you've been thinking about in relationship to sex or your sex life? Like, what are you sexually noodling on?
So I have one experience that I had last October. I had to make sure I got the time frame right. It was last October, and this is actually one of the things that helped me want to have sex again after having my son. So some of my girlfriends, there were four of us, they took me out for Halloween. We have a little downtown strip that has a bunch of bars and stuff that always throws like a big get together for Halloween here. And so we went bar hopping. We had a great time. We ended up at our LGBTQ friendly bar. It's like, that's the whole theme of the bar. It's great. Oh, that's where we ended the night. And, you know, like, I was dancing with girls. I was having a great time. I had all these women around me just, like, touching me and telling me I was beautiful. And I was like, this is great. I love this.
Then
the four of us ended up coming back to my apartment while my husband was here. And the four of us, not including my husband, but us four girls, ended up having a foursome.
Wow. What was that?
Yeah. It was honestly really fun. Before, when I was thinking about group sex or threesomes or anything with more than just you and your partner, I was like, I don't understand the mechanics of it. Like, I don't understand who goes where, what, who's doing what. Is somebody going to get bored? That was always my worry with it. But it was just really fun. You know, we kind of just like kept swapping, you know, who we were interacting with through the whole thing. And then we had, like, it was really fun because we didn't, like, plan any of it. We didn't talk really much anything about it. Like, the only thing that we really talked about beforehand was two of us, we didn't do much, like, shaving, you know, for our vagina or anything like that. And the other two girls were completely bare. So we were like, is this an issue? And it was like, no, dude, you're fine.
Yeah.
And like, they made me feel so much better because I was really worried about taking my bra off because, you know, I was breastfeeding. I was worried about milk getting everywhere. And they're like, just take it off. It's fine. Like, we'll wash the sheets. It's fine. And so it was really nice to just be completely validated about my body with people that I wasn't expecting to end up in that situation that night, because, you know, that's not what we planned for. We were just planning to have a fun night, and that's what it led up to. But it was just really nice because, like, we each individually, like, it was just, we had time where one of us was the focus of all of us, you know. So it was really fun, and I learned a lot about, you know, where I like to be touched now, what feelings I like, and I learned that I really enjoyed having more than one person in my bed. It was a lot of fun.
Wow, what good friends. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Were your husband, like, in the other room just, like, listening, or was it, like,
He was downstairs, and from what he said, I thought we were being quiet, but apparently we were not.
I can't imagine being quiet with that level of, like, fun.
Yeah.
Can I ask, what do you remember about when you got focused on, when you were learning about your body? Are there any specifics there that you care to share?
Yeah, I really liked the feeling of having multiple hands on me all at once. Like, I got so much stimulation, and it never got to the point where it was overstimulation or where it got painful, because sometimes I'll have that issue with using toys where it'll just be like, okay, this is too much. Get away from me.
Yeah, totally.
But it never got to that point, and I was really surprised because we were having sex for a couple of hours. Like, there were four of us, and we're all female, and we can all go for however long we feel like. So it was a couple of hours, and I never got to the point of overstimulation. I found out that I really liked my boobs being played with at that time. Before, I didn't like my boobs being touched at all, because when I first was breastfeeding, it was a horrible experience. It was painful the whole time. Didn't have much success with it. I ended up getting a clogged duct and mastitis. It was horrible. So after that, I was like, I don't really want my boobs messed with. Like, don't touch them.
Yeah.
But now, like, that experience, I was like, oh my God, this feels great. Like, I've been missing out. And I really like my legs. I've learned that my legs are a very sensual point for me. So that was really nice, just to feel so many hands on my legs at one time. And it was really nice because it was like, each person, each of the girls I was with, they really paid attention to body cues, which I really love people who do that, because that's one of the most important things. Like, sometimes you're not able to voice what's going on during sex, so the body cues really help.
That's amazing. Wow. So what happens after, like, these are your friends, right? Were you all just like, did you go your separate ways? Did you talk about it? Is it like a hidden secret? Like, it sounds like there's just such a beautiful, loving vibe between you all. Is it just like this beautiful night that in your memory, do you guys reference it?
Every now and then, my best friend and I will talk about it, and we'll like make jokes about us hooking up again. So far, we haven't really had an opportunity to sleep together again. But it's definitely something that we've talked about. It's something that we're like, oh my God, I can't believe we actually did that. Okay. Yeah. The other two girls I wasn't really close with, so I don't really see them much now. You know, we'll interact on social media, but that's about it, because, like, we're just not really in the same circle. Like, I knew them because we all worked together at one point, and we just went out that night just to hang out. So them I don't really talk to or interact with much, but like the few times that I have talked to them afterwards, it's not been awkward. It's not been like, I can't look you in the eye now. Like, it's just been like, yeah, it happened. It doesn't need to be a big deal.
Amazing. So, okay, so that experience happened just almost a year ago. Did it shift any of your, like, desires, or did it shift any of your own fantasies? Like, we heard the effect on, like, group sex, and like, oh, maybe this is not so hard. But, like, you know, you sort of describe a lot of people I talked to were like, I want to have group sex, but I want it to just happen. And so you've given us a very awesome, clear example of that. Do you feel like it, you know, do feel like it could translate into on-purpose group sex that you create, or has it affected you at all? Is it just like a fun thing that happened?
It's definitely something that I'd like to try to recreate and have again. My husband and I have talked about potentially having a third person in our relationship. I've talked about it a lot, and we're both really interested in doing that. The only hang up with that is I'm a very awkward person around strangers, mm-hmm. and I'm definitely not the personality and the person that talks to strangers first.
Yeah.
So the hang up that we have right now is, where do we meet somebody who fits what we'd like, and like, just how do we figure this out? How do we find this person? So,
yeah.
And we've tried dating apps twice now that are supposed to be for couples looking for somebody else. And like, as soon as we started using the app, we realized very quickly they were either hungry for money and that was the only way you're going to use the app, or it was just not as advertised. So we haven't really found an online platform that we like yet for that.
Yeah.
And I don't really do much when it comes to going out to new places. That's something I'm working on.
Same.
But
I think this person, when we can, will really help. And I feel you with the shyness and the awkwardness. And I also know that, like, you know, I mean, look at you, went out and danced and look what happened. You know, it's possible for us.
Yeah. We did have, my husband and I did have a short threesome interaction with one of my other friends January this year. It was just for, I think it was just about the month that we slept together. We only had sex a couple of times, and then we had, like, I guess, sleepovers a couple of other times.
Nice.
But that was really fun. That helped me learn that I actually enjoy watching my husband being with somebody else. And that was a lot of fun. It was very hot.
Amazing. Okay. Was that your first time watching a partner with somebody else?
Yes. Yeah, it was.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And it was weird because I was like, part of my mind was like, wow, this is really happening right now. And the other part of me was like, oh, this is really cool. Like, this is really hot. I don't know what to do with this information.
Wow.
Yeah, but my husband and I, we've talked about it so much. That's one of the things that I love most about our relationship is we have the most open, explicit communication. It's the best.
Oh,
and it really is. Like, people don't think it is, but it's very hot. It works wonders for your sex life.
Oh,
and we've talked about maybe going to a couple of sex clubs that we've looked up and we found, of course, they're all like an hour to 3 hours away from us, unfortunately.
Uh-huh.
So that's why we haven't gone to one yet.
Yeah.
'Cause that's more of like a mini vacation we'd have to plan.
Oh, man.
But we've also just been trying to find ones that look appealing, because like a couple of the ones that we've found, they just look very dark, very dungeon-like. And I'm like, that's not the vibe I'm going for.
Yeah,
I don't want to
yeah.
feel like I'm in somebody's basement. That's not where I'm going here. I want soft, you know, stuff to sit on, soft, like, textures. I'm very much a texture person.
Me too.
So,
like,
yeah,
it
so, like.
Clean. I'd like it to be well lit, like with natural light.
Yes.
I want a daytime venue so that I don't have to like totally fuck up my sleep schedule and my life, so that I can have absolutely
that would be great.
That's what I want.
Yes, that would be amazing. Yeah, a lot of the dungeons and like the sex clubs that I've seen that I've looked up online in my area, they're very dark. And I'm like, okay, I have terrible night vision. I'm going to be bumping into everything. This doesn't work for me.
Totally.
Like, I want the light. My husband and I love having sex with the lights on because, like, we just love to see each other. We also really enjoy having sex in front of a mirror, too. And we've even talked about trying to figure out a way to renter-friendly put a mirror on the ceiling, but we haven't narrowed that one down yet.
Love that idea, though.
My solution in the meantime is I want to get bigger mirrors, because right now I just have, like, one of those bathroom door mirrors that you hang on your bathroom door. So it's very small, and I want to get nice big mirrors. We've been toying more with getting me comfortable with butt stuff. I've started wearing, it's like a 3-bead anal bead toy. They're nice and small, but not too small to where, you know, it just like automatically falls out. So I've been starting to wear those like in the evening time after I've showered, or, you know, after I've done, you know, my day stuff, kids are in bed. I started wearing those just in the evening time when we're not having sexy stuff happen.
Ooh.
So that I'm more comfortable. And I've learned that it definitely does help to just, like, get used to the feeling.
Yes, exactly. That's me too.
We've actually had anal sex, I think, 2 or 3 times now. And so far, the easiest way for me to actually have anal is if I've been drinking at least a little bit. So that just helps my mind not overthink things.
Relax. Okay.
Because I've noticed that even if I want to have anal, when I haven't had a drink or two, I'm just so nervous and pent up about it, I can't get myself to relax.
So that's
another thing that I've been trying to work on, and the beads are helping.
Yeah.
And it's just getting my mind in the right state beforehand.
Oh my God, I can totally relate to that. And I absolutely remember some times where, like, the cock was going in. I was, like, so horny for it, but started to get, like, anxious fear where I think it hurts, or I think it feels weird, or maybe it burnt, like, lube. And then I'm like, wait a second. The mantra that I would, like, come up with for myself was always something along the lines of, like, okay, but you're going to like it in, like, 4 seconds. Let's just, like, relax into that part. And then I would read through it, and sometimes it would help me get there much faster. And that was part of my own trust-building process. I think, I don't know. It's also been almost a fucking year since I've had anal sex, so I thought I was going to get to have it this week, and I didn't, but that's okay.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Time, I just know that it means more edging, and that's fine.
Yep, edging is always fun. That is a great thing to tell yourself, though. I'm definitely going to have to remember that next time. That's definitely my issue, is I overthink things, and then the overthinking takes over any other type of thinking, and it just runs away from me.
Totally.
So, and my husband's great for helping me, like, ground myself again, because anytime we're trying anal, he's like, are you okay? Or am I okay to go more? Or do we need more lube? Like, he's asking questions the whole time, and I'm like, this is great. Although sometimes the questions take me out of the moment for a minute, but then I'm able to get back into it. Because sometimes I'm like,
totally,
wait, do we
totally
need more lube? Let me think about it a minute.
I mean, when in doubt, if it's there, add a little lube.
Yes. Yeah, that's usually what we go with. If he asks, I'm like, you might as well. You already asked.
Steph, thank you so much for sharing these updates.
Yes, of course.
Lovers, that is our show. If you know a friend who would like this episode, please take a second to share it with them now. 52 Days of Play is underway, and there are so many fun ways to support and shape this next year of content. For example, if you would like private, behind-the-scenes audio updates that include my sex stories, fantasies, work noodles, plus virtual co-working sessions, and a place to share your wins and wishes out loud Monday through Friday during the 52 Days of Play, join me on Patreon at patreon.com/yolee. For the video versions of these private shares, along with exclusive daily live voyeur cam access where you can spy on me while I create, as well as interactive lives Monday through Friday, plus a mix of exclusive early access and behind-the-scenes photo and video shares during my 52 days of slutty creations, join me on OnlyFans at onlyfans.com/yolee. Or, to just see teases and unlock one by one, join me on my free OnlyFans page, onlyfans.com/yofree. For private messages, calls, or video, you can also find me on sexpanther.com/yo. If you're not into the sexy stuff, you might want to sponsor a segment. Let me dedicate a daily wiggle, masturbation meditation, or a solo research episode to you, your boo, or your brand. You pick the topic or noodle and co-create with me. Details are on my website, yolee.com/52. I am also super into parallel play. Tell me, What does your hot person spring into summer look like right now? I'd love to hear what player pleasure you are noticing, practicing, or growing, or you can always answer one of my questions, ask me one of your own, or share a story via wildly.com/share. I especially love voice memos, but emails I can read on update episodes are also great. I would also love to know, what adult creator would you like to see me play with during my 52 days of play? Tell me so that I can send them an invitation by emailing xstoriespodcast@gmail.com. And I am accepting new photography clients now until the end of June. Details about how you can work with me are all on my website, wildly.com, and the link is in the description below. And sexstoriespodcast.com will always take you straight to the podcast landing page, or I guess I should say directly, because nothing I do is really straight. For those of you who don't know, X Stories is a completely independent creation. I fund the production of this podcast through my work as a content creator, photographer, and sex worker, and I appreciate each and every one of you that understands that your contribution to my work, whether it's Patreon, OnlyFans, or a creative session, photo shoot, voice memo, or written story for me to share, it is incredibly meaningful to me. My work is what lights me up in life. And my goal is to continue to create things that are also meaningful to you. So hearing from you helps me shape what I do. And when I don't hear from you, I feel like I'm just speaking into the void. So if you love this podcast and want it to continue, please let me know by leaving us up to 5 stars on Apple and Spotify. And for my birthday, I would love a thoughtful review on Apple Podcasts that lets others know why you love listening to sex stories. I am looking forward to getting to know more of you and going deeper during those 52 days of play. Remember, if you want to work or play with me, my website, wildly.com, is where you can find details of all that I do. Thank you for listening. Thank you for spreading ripples of love. Please take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Remember to hydrate, wiggle, and breathe. And may you be brave enough to share yourselves and your stories in the name of lovely human connection.